Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Jim has not one, not two, but three new books coming out. You know, you really need to find something to do with your spare time, Jim.
Yes.
You know, you're just wasting away there. But two are novels, Firstborn Son and Rails to a River, A Long Awakening. And the third is a collection of true tales, A River of Stories. And it's been quite a ride. And it so happens that a launch party will be tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the A&M Commerce Alumni Center. So
everybody's welcome.
Yeah, good. I know it'll be a big crowd, too. Well, tell me about the novels.
Well, the two, two and a half years ago, people think it was last year. They just all say you've been really, but it's been 2.5 years.
Time passes.
Since Go Down Looking happened, and it seems like a long time to me. But I had the big novel, the Rails to a River, in the can, so to speak. Felt really smug that night, had a publisher, and everything was working in my direction. But it turned out that it wasn't ready, and I thought it was, and I went back. And I've changed the title on this book. I've wrestled with this book probably more than any book I've ever written. And I've changed the title at least 6 times. I mean, I've I like it now. But
too late.
Yeah, it's too late now. I better like it. And then I changed the beginning. I changed the end. I used a beginning process I'd never used before, and trying to really hook a publisher or an agent. But I kind of liked it and left it in there, and I changed the middle and I changed the end. I didn't change the book of the novel, but I changed it a lot. And the other one is kind of an interesting. It's totally different. The Firstborn Son is totally different than anything I've ever written. It's, again, based on true stories that I've been told. Some I have experienced, some I was there, some I observed. And it's got some pretty quirky characters in it. It's going to be kind of a... I thought about having some kind of guessing contest if people could tell me who it's based on, but I'm not sure they want me to tell. So.
That'll probably happen anyway.
Oh, yes. Right? Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah.
Is there a theme that runs through these novels?
I used to call, I was told when I first started writing novels, there has to be a theme, and mine was the flow. I try to do a little bit of spirituality, a little bit of feel good, a little bit inspirational, and how acting good turns out well. But the Firstborn Son will be certainly a different approach.
Okay,
it's different
good.
People.
We're talking with Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. And then the third book called A River of Stories. These are true tales, that stories about your experiences, I guess, largely.
Yes, they're all personal. It sounds vain to write a book about yourself, but it's about, I think, a lot of people who've had similar experiences. And since I lost my mentor, Fred Tarpley, a year ago, and I've lost some very significant people in my life in the last few years. And as I age and hit those milestones, and I have you notice sea changes in your life. And I started thinking, well, if I were to write a book that was going to be my last book, what would it be? And I started pulling together all the significant events, the people, the animals, the occurrences in my life, and started writing I wrote a eulogy, for example, to my dad that he never got to deliver. And when I wrote that, I knew I felt like I was onto something anyway. And I pulled together some stuff I'd previously written also, and I had a book about 900 pages long. So I had to cut it, and it hurt to cut, but I got it down to a manageable size.
Well, it could have been two books.
Yeah, and maybe there'll be another one later, but it couldn't be this book. So I couldn't be this one was it was this was as much as I could manage, and I think I put the heart, the best of the stories in there.
You know, when you mentioned Fred Tarpley, he was the mentor to a lot of people, wasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. I call him the Pied Piper of writers, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially in this part of Texas.
In this part of the country, he certainly was.
You bet.
Yes.
Well, the books are available in, I'm sure, a lot of different ways. I found them on Amazon.com. And
yes.
What I found, you have a lot of reviews in there, all positive reviews. They're all good reviews.
I just tell people, if you don't like it, don't say anything. But if you do like it, I'd appreciate the review. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of them. Because I've seen other books that don't have nearly that many. So the Amazon.com, and what else? Where's another place to go?
You can go to JimAinsworth.com and buy an autographed copy directly from me.
And as we say, the launch party and autograph signing party this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at the A&M Commerce Alumni Center.
Let me mention here, too, and I'm almost afraid to mention it, but Brad Davis, you know, local Brad Davis.
Oh, yeah.
He called the other day and got his invitation or saw that on Facebook or something and said, I can't come. And then I said, I'm going to be in town, out of town till the 7th. I said, well, it's the 9th. And he said, I believe I can come. And I said, anyway, we had a long conversation. And I said, well, you can sing a couple of songs, can't you? And so I think he's going to be there to sing a couple of songs. But I hope he is.
All right, Jim, listen, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. And Jim Ainsworth, local author. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.